I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Hey, great to be back now with the Reverend Vernon K. Walker, who wears many hats, of course, best known here on MSO as being the Young Democrats of Massachusetts Public Policy Director. And Reverend Walker, welcome back.
Oh, glad to be back with you. You know, I'm always elephant happy and peacock proud.
Yes, you are.
Be in conversations with you.
I appreciate that. Very busy day for you, and so we're going to cut right to the chase here. A lot going on both politically and otherwise, and maybe you could tell us right now as you're headed toward a press conference what this is all about.
Yes, I'm heading to a press conference down by the aquarium area in Boston to endorse Michelle Wu. The Sierra Club is endorsing Michelle Wu. And I'm going on my way to say a few remarks, because that's where I currently serve as the public policy. I currently serve as the political chair, the chair of the political committee. So the decisions have been made to endorse her, and that's where, you know, I'm on my way to make the announcement public.
Okay.
That the Sierra Club of Massachusetts is endorsing Michelle Wu.
Well, you're very much involved in climatology, and of course the other organization that you work very closely in is the communities reacting to extreme weather. And
responding to extreme weather.
I'll get it eventually. Thank you. All right. Communities. It's the acronym is CREW. And the CREW very much involved in Boston, I notice on your Facebook page, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about that, because with this current heat wave we had, you know, there's a lot of danger for certain communities in town.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So last year we undertook a task in Brockton, Massachusetts, to identify some of the most vulnerable residents in that city, and we were able to bless them with an air conditioner unit, energy efficient air conditioner unit. We work with some partners, partner organizations such as the Authentic Caribbean Foundation, last summer. And this year we plan to undertake that as well, because we know that heat waves will become more intensive, and get more, dangerous, as over time. And we know that heat waves send hundreds of people, thousands of people, in fact, to the ER room, that suffer from heat stroke or any other type of complications from heat waves. So we know they're dangerous and they're deadly. And we don't have to look back too far to understand how dangerous and deadly they can be, because in 1995, 739 people died in Chicago because of that massive, extensive heat wave. So what we're trying to do is, on an individual level at CREW, is to ensure that folks, particularly those who live in communities of low income and low wealth, black and brown communities of color, are equipped to deal with the extreme heat that is a result of climate change. So we're looking forward to undertaking that task again this summer. And as you mentioned, Rick, the Boston Globe spotlighted some of the efforts that we did last summer. And also, we're looking to undertake this summer related to preparing communities for extreme weather.
You know, it doesn't even have to be climate change, I'm guessing, Reverend Walker, because in the inner city, you pointed out in our pregame warm-up here, the idea of urban heat islands. There's so much concrete, there's so much black pavement and so on that reflects the heat and holds on to the heat both. Plus, you have these tall buildings where people live, and it's very hard for them to get some air sometimes.
Absolutely, and we are also undertaking another project this summer to educate community members in Dorchester, Cotman Square, and Ashmont area about extreme heat preparedness. So we're going to be working with some physicians at MGH to do some in-person workshops and some virtual workshops. We're going to be working with some community organizations in the community. We're going to be working again with the Authentic Caribbean Foundation to have a robust summer of engagement around heat preparedness for those two communities I've identified in Dorchester.
Well, what I find interesting is that you're both politically active and, of course, spiritually active, but as they say, putting your efforts in, putting your money where your mouth is, because you're out there doing it, Reverend Walker, and I applaud you for that. And I would like to ask you, if I could, please, before I let you go here, let's go back to Michelle Wu for a second here. I'm gathering the Sierra Club, of course, is very conscious of environmental protection and so on. So I'm guessing that the Sierra Club of Massachusetts is endorsing her due to her policies in terms of the environment?
Oh, absolutely, and her record on climate and proposing, last year proposing a Green New Deal for the city and proposing bold plans related to that. So she has had an outstanding record of climate activism and climate justice. And working in climate justice. So we've took all those things into consideration, before making our endorsement, because we're, Sierra Club is not interested in candidates that just talk the talk. We like candidates that walk the walk as well.
Sir. Okay, listen, I know you're on a tight timeline here. We're going to get together again, in the very near future, within a week or so ago, if it's a week or two, if that's okay with you.
Oh, that sounds smooth as ice and twice as nice.
All right. Hey, Reverend Walker, have a great day and be looking forward to reading about this in the Globe.
That sounds smooth and cool. Thank you, Rick. Always a pleasure and a delight, and look forward to talking to you later.
Thank you very much. Be well, sir.
All right, you too.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is the Reverend Vernon K. Walker, who, as you heard, wears many hats, and love having him in here once or twice a month here on MSO News Sports. This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. By the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com.